It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening or watching Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being a nude space doodle.
Oh boy.
You could join our chat room, Den Pen, by going to davincomedy.com. Click live broadcast. Honestly, that's the best audio. Here's the way I would watch this show. I don't think Zoom is meant to have people in the same room. I think that's why we have been echoing since we've been here, because we didn't do Zoom in the old house, Pip and I. I don't think we did. I don't know if we did.
I don't know.
There's Joe. Well, anyway, I'm thinking if I that's the issue. So I moved Pip further away. But if you'd like to watch us, turn down the volume on your Zoom feed, I guess, and play the audio on davincomedy.com. That's what I would do. Audio is better on Davin Comedy, nice and crystal clear. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am Joe. Look at that, live from Nassau, Joe Curry. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
It's well, we're here. It's nice to see you. And back by a popular demand, Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
You were trying to decide if it was unpopular demand or popular demand, weren't you?
Yes. to be fair, I was, and I decided to be nice about it. All right, on the show, as nice as I can be. On the show, we will discuss. Joe wanted to discuss this. This is a bummer, but I mean, I understand why he wanted to discuss it. We just had a conversation about this 2 weeks ago after another awful bummer. He wants to discuss the latest slaughter of innocents in the good old USA. But there are some interesting reactions it has caused. So, I mean, I did a little digging because there's the awfulness of the massacre in Texas. But then there's some like really interesting things that have come out of it that might mean something. Or might mean nothing. We just don't know. Also, America's team, the New York Yankees. Do they have a racist Josh Donaldson? We will discuss that. That was a whole big deal. We will discuss if Josh Donaldson is a racist. Maybe the most important thing we're going to discuss tonight. NASA wants to meet aliens, and they're sending their finest artwork to get them here to meet us. We will discuss that, and we will do some scamming scammers. If you noticed. I'm drinking. I'm drinking frou-frou stuff, but that's another thing. Make fun of me another time. Pip is drinking. Because it's this house. This house is driving me to drink. And
I thought I'd join.
And yes, and Pip has joined. So we're drinking. We'll get to that. My internet connection is unstable because this fucking house. Everything. We'll get to the fucking house.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, we'll get a little bit more serious. I asked Pip if she wanted to discuss this. She said she did, as you guys know. Pip was not with us a couple weeks ago. Unfortunately, her brother passed away suddenly, so we canceled the show immediately following that. And then we did a show after that, and Pip was not ready to join us. And then last week, I took off so my daughter could enter the she was nominated for a school Grammy. So we took off that way. We're taking a lot of weeks off. I got to tell you, I don't feel bad about it. I don't feel bad about the taking the weeks off because there's just so much shit going on. But anyway, I asked Pip, are you ready to join us? She said yes. I said, would you like to talk about what happened to your brother? And she said yes. Mm-hmm. So on that note, I am going to give Pip the floor.
Well, as anybody who's lost somebody important to them knows, it's it's quite a jumble of feelings. Like, grief is a strange, strange animal. And, you know, and anybody who's had a complicated sibling relationship knows, my brother was a strange, strange animal. So, it's been a really weird time. He died suddenly. He had diabetes that he was undiagnosed until he had a really strange, people on the show know, he twisted his ankle, and a week later, his foot and ankle had deteriorated so badly that inevitably he ended up losing that foot and part of his calf. So he struggled with, getting over that and rehabilitating. And boy, you know, if you don't know anybody in your life who has diabetes, you don't know how slowly wounds can heal. And it was just like, it was endless. So he was just starting to get around and get good. And then I got a phone call from one of his sons, who was so hysterical he couldn't talk to me, and handed the phone to his brother. And they told me that my brother was dead. And I just yelled, "What?" And Mr. Helix came running down the hall because he heard me. And I told him. And he said, "What?" I mean, talk about, well, there's the denial portion.
I don't think that's denial.
No.
No, I think denial, it can't be.
Like, what? Yeah, and...
That's the old age. In his part, that's the old age portion. He couldn't hear. You were stunned. Mr. Helix is just old.
Well, both. We were both old and stunned.
It's the way I like my elderly. Stunned.
And then I realized, because my brother was divorced, and the three boys that he called his boys were actually his ex-wife. So I am his next of kin. Our parents are gone. There's nobody else. I went over to the house I used to live in. It's a two-family. It was just very weird. And because my brother was a very perverse person, he had a sick sense of humor, there was stuff that was going on that is not supposed to be funny. But it would have been funny to him. And I, as much as it was terrible, I had to stifle a laugh sometimes, because, first of all, tragically, he had been gone for a day or two before he was discovered. And I don't know if you've ever seen a person who's passed, but that is ugly. That is very ugly, and you should not see your loved ones in that state ever. If given the choice, I needed to go in and see him and say goodbye, but I think given the choice now, knowing what I know, I probably would not have, because it's a terrible picture in your head, and it won't go away. But on the perverse side that I started talking about, when you call my brother, he would answer, I'd say, "You still alive?" And he'd always say, "Yeah, still alive, not giving anybody that much pleasure yet." Meaning, they would be pleased if he's dead. The other thing is that he used to serenade me with a song. Anybody know the Stone Temple Pilots song, "Dead and Bloated"?
Yeah.
He used to sing that to me all the time. And I couldn't help it, but when I saw him, that song ran through my head. Which is so fucking sick. But he would have laughed if he was there and I could tell him that that's what was running through my head. my family's always had some really dark humor, and it's as a way of coping. And I think that really sick things helped me cope with his loss. And one of the things that was really funny too is that his ex-wife. I felt terrible for his son who found him because he was absolutely beside himself. And then he went downstairs and got his mom and the other brother, and they went upstairs to see what was going on. I don't think the brother went in the room, the other one. But the wife went in the room, took a glance, and said, "Oh, yeah." And the hysterical son said, "Do CPR, do CPR." And she could tell just from a glance, he's way too far gone for that, you know. And when we were she was saying this very earnestly to me while we were talking, while the police and the coroner and all those people are doing their thing. She said, and she's from El Salvador, so she still has an accent. And she'd say to me, "Oh no, I was not going to do the CPR. When somebody drops right in front of you, you do CPR. But can you imagine? They come and his ex-wife's fingerprints all over the body."
She tried to kill him with chest compressions. And she tried to make out with him to death.
I just thought, you know, I mean, this is sick, but it was really funny that she said that. And
does she have her paperwork in order? Because if not, that can be some legitimate concerns.
No, she's got her paperwork in order. She's legal here. And but, you know, now I found out, you know, you've never really experienced a bad evening until you've had to go through your dead brother's phone and call people at random that have recently spoken to him and say, "Hi, I'm his sister. I don't know how you knew him, but I've got some bad news." That was a treasure. I had no idea how these people knew him. Like, were they friends? Were they work colleagues or whatever? But that
could have been worse. Could have gone through your dead brother's phone and found his dick pics.
Oh my God.
See?
Oh my God.
Could have been much worse.
See, now I was picturing him dead, but now, thanks to you.
No, but you're not picturing his dick because he didn't do that.
No, because but I if didn't he did. See that. I've never seen that, but I don't want to see zombie dick. Thank you.
Well, no, it would have been alive and I'm sure looking the best it could.
I guess if he took pictures of it,
yeah,
sure.
I mean, listen, nobody's taking a dick pic and, "Well, this looks like shit. We'll just save this for later." That immediately, I'm assuming, gets deleted.
Yeah, no. I mean, I really did not want to, you know, stumble across any porn.
And you didn't.
And I didn't.
He did right by you.
No, he did. He covered everything.
I'll tell you what. If I dropped, the last thing you would see me doing is delete. Like they would find me with the phone in the hand.
Delete. Double delete.
He got almost everything.
Yeah, almost.
Almost. Everything. There's going to be stuff in there. So, oh, crap. I know people have difficult situations when somebody dies in the family, and it's like this tangled web. Listeners, do me a favor. Put together your will. If you don't have a will, put it together. Because you fuck whoever you leave behind when you don't. And I'm taking it up the butt right now.
Which, oddly enough, is the way you like to take it.
Yeah, I got to put a will together because I really have nobody to leave anything to.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is you don't have much to leave. So, I mean, who wants the keyboard collection and the Matchbox cars?
Hold on a second. I got dibs on that lighthouse, man.
All right. Okay, you get the lighthouse.
Look at you. Like it's elderly Nana. You're putting in claims on your last visit. I don't know when I'll be back here, Nana. Let me just put my name on the
stickers on your shit.
They do that at my mother-in-law's house. The girls come down, and they did it at my wife's aunt's house because, you know, a lot of times they want you to get what you want, so put your name on it so there's no fighting over it. So it's like calling dibs. It's kind of morbid, but it does save the problems that you're dealing with.
I mean, the stuff you don't think about that you're like, "Oh, what do I do now?" I mean, the paperwork, stuff that they didn't.
Burn it. It's fire pit season.
No. Paperwork that I have to have.
Nah.
To sort out his affairs.
Nah.
gonna need some of this stuff.
Well, you own the house now, right?
No. Well, that's another thing that's complicated. I have to send a copy of the deed over to, because they bought me out.
They did.
Yeah.
Good.
So I got,
because I know when we spoke, that was a stressful situation.
Well, I mean, no, but that was a long time ago. But
oh no, I thought like you were worried.
They bought me out now. Yeah, I'm worried now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because when we spoke, there was issues about who's going to live where, and you didn't want to have to deal with any of this.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem, is that, you know, if you settle things up and you write up paperwork and everything, and then you get divorced and you don't renegotiate shit.
Oh, he never redid everything.
No.
Oh.
Oh, so.
You know what? Because that's probably really hard to do.
Yeah.
It's hard the first time, but then when you have to go back because the relationship didn't work out, that's even harder, I'm guessing.
And you're living in the same house with your ex-wife and her new husband.
Well, now he's just trying to be in a sitcom. I mean, he lives upstairs. She lives downstairs. Together, they have three wacky kids that aren't his. Tune in next time with Wheeler and El Salvador.
it's just
on Fox crazy. Fridays.
It's just crazy. It's really an odd situation.
You got to get lawyers. That's what you got to do.
Yeah. No, I have a lawyer. I have to get stuff to him. I had to gather the things because nothing's.
Are they being cool? Is his ex?
Yeah, his ex is being cool so far. But I mean, she practically hip checked me to get me out of the way because I paid a pretty penny to have he had a safe in his room. And I had to pay somebody to open it because nobody has the combination, of course.
Why don't you just find somebody with like a handlebar mustache? They're usually pretty good at that.
Why don't you get one of those little bomb-looking bombs with the little fuse coming out? Put it by there.
What?
What?
The little, the bombs that they use.
The bombs! The ones that look like cannonballs with a wick. But you know what you have to do? Joe's got a good point. But while you get that little cannonball bomb and it's done, you have to rub your hands together, not too far away, so that when it explodes and doesn't open up the safe, you get it all burned on you. That's the proper way to open up a safe.
And I'm just covered in soot.
See, you need your safe open. See, I know a guy. See.
The other thing to do is if you see a roadrunner and a coyote running nearby, drop the safe on the coyote.
And the door will pop open.
The door will pop open and a large lump will come off through his head immediately. I don't know why you're hiring people like on the internet when you could have just asked Joe and I.
You know what? I don't know.
We have cartoon experience.
Devin and I always have a guy.
We got a guy. I got a lot of guys these days.
I know. I had a guy from a guy. Apparently, the safecrackers have specialties. And so if the one guy doesn't have the code, you got to get the other guy.
If you're a safecracker, not that many people are calling you on the daily. Shouldn't you be able to open everything? That must be really painful. Like, well, thanks for calling. Nobody's called in a month and a half, but I can't do this. Are you kidding me? Give me the stick of dynamite. Get out of the way, stupid.
Well, that was the thing, is that this guy was the guy that can open everything. And it took him a while, but he got the darn thing
open. He opened. He didn't say how quickly.
No, he got the darn thing open, but I mean.
Wait a minute. The technique of raising it over your head and smashing it on the ground does not work, is what you're saying.
Well, let me tell you, I chanted Hulk Smash over and over again, and nothing did it.
Was it a wall safe?
No, it was like a big, movable, gigantic
thing. Oh, yeah,
thing.
You just throw that out the window.
Do you know what he had in there?
That his dick pics printed out?
No. I felt like Geraldo Rivera must have been around the corner because it was catastrophically stupid. He had, well, thankfully he had the title to his car, so that was one of the pieces I was looking for. But there was a rumor that he had actually done a will. A friend.
There was a rumor. All of a sudden, it is Al Capone. There's a rumor. You should have called Geraldo. He needs to take a break from getting yelled at on Fox.
And he could have said, hey,
have a shot at opening a safe and lucking out. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Well, I know how it worked out for him before, so I didn't call him. But there was a a very, very need of full safe attention Guinness World Book of Records book.
Who, wait, what?
Yeah, that was in the
From
safe.
What year?
2008, maybe.
And then we just stopped with the records. The 2008 was the best year for records.
That was, it was, chef's kiss, did he was the one.
Did he had a half-done Mad Libs book in there, too?
Practically. He had receipts from stuff that it was like normal people would rip up by now.
I bought combos at Exxon. I better hold on to that in case I get audited.
Unbelievable. And the title to his car, which is a junker, but it's nice to have the title.
Of course.
It helps.
He wasn't driving, though.
No.
So.
Right.
Right.
It's been sat for the last 5 years.
Oh, that car's no.
Yeah.
1-800 cars for kids.
Oh yeah.
No. Get this out of my driveway, you yids.
Yeah.
I just made that up, but it's like an Orthodox or Hasidic organization that does it.
Oh, I do a bit on that. I go, yeah, it starts off innocent with this kid, you know, and then all of a sudden, 1-800-77 car. Who's this pedophile that starts singing along?
I know. It is a little creepy. It's like, get away from those kids.
1-877 cars. Who the fuck is this guy?
He's the manager, Joe. He's the manager.
Yeah. But the other thing is, he had this strange little collection of stuff, but not a lot of really useful things.
What did he have, like no bottle will. Caps?
No will. No.
Well, who are you going to leave the receipts to?
I don't know.
Did he have a decent amount of money in savings?
I don't know.
What do you mean? You don't have his bank books?
I have access to one bank account. I don't know if he had more.
Okay.
He left a very small amount of cash in there.
Well, yeah, in his defense, if you're going to go, that's the way to do it. Well, you don't leave a bunch of money behind.
No, spend it all.
Spend all you can.
Yeah. I mean...
You can't take it with you, but you don't have to tell anybody where it is.
That's, well, you know what? I think that was the fun. That was the fun part.
I bet there's a map somewhere in the house.
A map to the buried treasure.
Yeah, with a big X.
And when did he get a chance to go out there and bury it? Well, it was a pirate after all with the
Are you going to make a leg joke? Is that
yeah,
where
yeah, wow. I was making
right,
a leg
well, you
joke.
Can. You know, generally I don't make fun of the recently deceased, but I'm a better human being than you.
No, I had to. I mean, I he was very recently deceased and I was already singing and I'm dead and bloated in my head, you know, so.
And you're looking at him. Why aren't you singing along? You love this song.
Smelling like a rose that somebody gave me on my birthday deathbed. Yeah, and he would sing that a lot.
There's enough alcohol in this drink to make that good.
No, but the other thing besides having the buried treasure moment, but the woman just like basically like
what woman? The ex?
The ex. She insisted on being there. And she basically threw me out of the way to get it that safe.
Well, I mean, what you think you were going to like find like rubies and diamonds?
I don't know, but she had no claim on them. So this is the ex-wife, and she was like, let me at it. And there was nothing to be had. But I'm like, what are we going to do? Were we going to arm wrestle for what was in there? What the hell? Very weird. So, I mean, I have some things to sort out because he didn't, you know, fix things. And Lisa, too, I said, you know, that having a will is crucial to prevent family hostilities. Oh, crap. My mom's family had family hostilities with my grandmother's will.
Family, you don't need a will in my family. It's a family hostilities that go all around.
Right, Joe?
We got to make a will. We have to do that.
Yeah, well, as soon as I sort his stuff out, that's what me and Mr. Helix are going to do with the attorney that I have now.
For the cats. Yeah, the cats have to be taken care of.
Well, you know what? It is a consideration.
Of course it's a consideration. You have to find homes for them. Who are they going to be? The godparents of the kitties. Apparently, I've been nominated.
You guys like cats. But, yeah, there's things to consider.
Who do we leave the Wynwood cassettes to? I know who. Jen.
Yes. Jen would get all the Wynwood stuff.
What is that?
I just got to look for people who are going to outlive me. But you know what?
None of us here.
The middle son was outstanding in being helpful to me because he helped me clean up his room, bag up his stuff. When I was holding the pictures and things, I felt bad because I realized there's absolutely nobody that's going to want this stuff because neither of us, you know, have kids. And he stepped up and he said, I'll want them.
That's awesome.
I know. And kid made me cry.
Go on.
They all made me cry.
Is this a Donald Trump's book? Yes, please.
No. This is he's grown up to be quite a young man. I mean, all three of them have really good traits, and I know he was proud of them. He was really proud of
them.
So
the middle one's the one that lived upstairs with your brother.
No, the youngest.
Oh, okay, interesting.
And he's the one who found him.
So are you going to leave stuff to the boys?
You know what? I first have to find out if anything is his, you know? Like,
how was he living? Was just on government check disability?
No, he was working.
He was working.
He was working from home.
What, was he still doing sales?
Yeah.
He had that sales personality.
Yeah, very much. Yeah. You know? So he
so then he's got to have money.
No, not really, because he was out of work for a while. Then he was working, but he was, you know, making very little commission. Salesmen make base salaries. So he was, I think if anything, he owes money.
Oh, so that would be your problem.
Yeah. No. I don't take on his debt.
Oh, okay. So nobody takes on his debt?
No.
That's the way to go, boys and girls. Don't be a burden from beyond.
The only way he could possibly, you know, that's why I have to sort out his credit cards and everything, because he put his son on one of his credit cards, and there might be debt on that, and it's like, I don't know if the son is beholden for some of that, and, you know, they had home equity loans. I don't know what the wife's supposed to pay. I don't know if she's right, and he may have had mortgage insurance. I don't know.
Now, was there like some cool family stuff that you knew he had that, you know, now you get? Nothing?
Nothing. No, I come from a long line of trailer trash. We have nothing.
Even trailer trash has like some family stuff.
No.
Well, you would know trailer trash better than I. I, you know, I know many things, but I'll defer.
Oh, well, that's a nice compliment.
Get, quiet. The one thing is, my parents had this cheapo bedroom set when they got married, and when my brother and I moved to separate places, we kind of divided it up, and so now I get to bring one of the dressers home to be with the dresser I got.
No, there
so,
you go.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool. That was my dad's.
How are you going to remember him? Is there a memento, something that looked like that he had that'll put a smile on your face? Or,
well, actually, funny that you asked. I have a few pictures of him, mm-hmm. but I have the perfect place to put his ashes.
Okay.
Because
please don't tell me the litter box.
No.
Okay.
No. No, I was thinking hard about it, and I didn't bring it to the memorial because the middle son bought a beautiful urn for the half of the ashes that he wanted. The other two weren't interested in ashes, but
okay.
I was thinking about it. What do I do? I have this great cookie jar that is gray metallic skull. And he would love that I'm going to put it in there.
All right. Great. Just Joe, if we ever get invited to Pip's house, don't eat the cookies.
Don't go near the cookie jars. Right.
I tell you, though, I went to, when I was up visiting my family, we went to Mother's Day, we went over to the cemetery, and a lot of my family's buried there. I didn't realize that. And my brother was saying, he goes, when I go, I'm going to be cremated and be buried with my wife. And I'm like, well, that's nice. And I thought about it, and I'm like, I got to talk to Pylon, because basically I really have no family. Nobody's going to visit me. It's sort of like going to be like if I'm headlining a place for eternity. Nobody's coming. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to the cemetery. I want to see if I can get roasted to a crisp thrown in a jar and buried with my parents and just lived there.
So, but that would mean they would have to dig up your parents?
No, they'd probably just take a post hole digger. You know, go down 3 feet and throw me in there and then just bury me back.
Okay.
I don't know if there are certain places you're allowed to do that or how to do that. You better look into it and find out what you're allowed to do.
I have to look into it. I just can't, you know. I thought it would be cool. I don't want to be lying around somewhere. And I got to go to the cemetery and see how they feel about that. If I could have my ashes buried with, I don't even know if I want to be cremated. I'm afraid of fire. I mean, roasted.
You won't notice.
I feel like you should be cremated and you should be spread. So your ashes should be spread at the ocean. What is that? Where the beach that you like going to? That you always take all those pictures and get all frustrated with people in front of you.
But if I was going to have my ashes spread, I'd have it splashed. I would have them spread in the backyard of my old house and the backyard of my house here.
Yeah, but I think the people who whoever owns that old house might object.
Well, that's what I'd like, not what I want. I mean, can I throw my ashes here? Because they even asked, they go, did anybody die in this house? And I'm like, no, nobody. I'm like, Ma, shut your face. Don't say nothing.
Well, I'll tell you what I will do, Joe. When you die, I will take you on a road trip to, what was it, New Mexico? Just so you could drive by? Was that where it was?
Oh, that's hysterical. don't forget, you and Lenore, and now Laura, my friend Laura at work, have to give the eulogy.
This is just growing and growing. There's more people giving eulogies in this. Jesus Christ. It's like he's a senator.
What? You're going to go up, the three of you, and stumble over each other to say nice shit about me. I don't think it could be done.
Why would I start saying nice shit about you once you're dead? That wouldn't be true to form.
Why break old habits?
I'd like to see Lenore try, and I'd like to see Laura try. I doubt it.
So, all right, well...
from the three.
Well, Laura's the new one, so she's got to be the opening act.
No, Laura will go first. Laura goes first, then Majiri, then you.
Oh, I'm closing. Finally. I'm closing the Joe Cemetery.
Awesome.
I could just see Gus if I drop dead at the end of the week. And you're like, do I really have to do this? You hear this thundercloud? All right, stupid, we get it. Let's figure it out.
Now, I would probably open with saying, Joe, a lot of people don't know this, but Joe always had a thing for Hillary Rodham Clinton. And then I would go from there.
have a picture of Hillary up on a...
Hillary and Joe, little hearts.
I'll put that art together.
Well, you can't do nothing. What are you going to do? Haunt me, please.
Really?
You're going to be ashes in an urn with your parents. What are you? You're not going to say nothing.
You know what? Another thing that you know, like funerals, memorials, or whatever are good for is bringing people out of the woodwork that you're like, oh God, I have. Cousins that we were close in age to, and there's this one cousin who was close in age to my brother, and he came up from Florida for this, and I was just, I knew this would happen, and I couldn't stop it, and I was just dreading it, because I don't like this cousin. He's a terrible person.
And he's never stopped you before.
He's an idiot.
That's never stopped you before.
I know. And so he wanted to speak. And so I was like, whatever. He got up and he was all verklempt and he was, saying nice things about my brother, which is really nice. But in the middle of it, he started going into this. It's hard to explain his particular damage, but he always did this thing where he pretended to be somebody like secret in the government, and I can't stand
what he slip into character in the middle.
Yeah, he did. He started saying something. Now I would have to play it back to myself to see what he said exactly, but my brother would have been dying if he wasn't already dying.
Well, as luck would have it, dear.
As luck would have it. Because he started saying something about how he's been down in Florida, but he spent a lot of time here, there, and because of his job, he was also connected with, I'm blanking on the name of the jail that's off
Alcatraz?
The coast. No.
Rikers?
No, for political prisoners.
Leavenworth.
What?
Leavenworth?
No. No, political prisoners.
Bay, something Bay.
Yeah.
The one in Cuba.
The one in Cuba.
Guantanamo Bay.
Yes.
Guantanamo. He started saying something about they know him in Guantanamo Bay.
How does that come up during a eulogy?
Because he was talking about himself and he tried to slip in that he was a secret agent.
Joe, I got to tell you, this guy must be a comic. He's like, he's dropping credits in the middle of a eulogy.
He was.
You know, I'm here today, but next week you can see me at the Chuckle Hut.
Yeah, really?
It was almost like that, but he used to say...
Hey, hold on. Joe, can I do plugs during your eulogy?
No.
Yeah?
Got to finish your nasty stuff. Lenore's going to be sitting there going, I was going to say that about that, so all right, well, I'll think of something.
But I can plug where I'll be the following week, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Can I plug where I'm going to be the following week? On my couch.
I do have a request. Say that I'm stupid, I'm a moron. Let Lenore do all the cheapskate jokes.
Okay. Okay. Go on, Pip.
But he started saying stuff about he was here, there, and Guantanamo Bay, and I'm like,
is he Johnny Cash? He's an everywhere man?
I'm an everywhere man. And I remember not during this speech, but previously, he was telling a story, and he said, I showed him my tin, which is what cops
was that for gun or a badge?
Cops say for a badge.
Do they?
He was a fire inspector. And I'm like, why are you...
Well, maybe the wiring was bad.
Yeah, you mock him now, but when shit burns down, you want him around.
No, no. But I was just like, he's such a whacker. He's always trying to pretend to be...
Your husband must have been losing his mind over this.
Oh, he was just... I'm sure his mouth was agape.
He must have been ripping out the remaining hairs left in his head. Because he is not one to cotton to this type of thing.
I couldn't even look at him. I couldn't, like, break and look over at him. But he was just like, I didn't even know what he was talking about. And I was like, oh, that's a good thing. Because
don't worry, honey, neither did he.
No, he started spouting all this nonsense. And I was like, oh no, he's having a delusional psychotic break in the middle of the eulogy.
I'm telling you, this is like for a sitcom.
It is.
Joe, get the pen and paper. If only we had a third writer, which we don't. We'll write it.
You know, it's weird with the wakes. You know, everybody that you haven't seen in a while goes. So basically, my friend Nicole was there. She, you know, she's a singer, a good friend of Jen who passed away, and Wendy, that girl Wendy, the redheaded girl Wendy. Was there because she used to be friends too. So Joe's girl is like, so is your girlfriend's going to be there? I go, yeah, this is a whole ruse we put together so I could spend time with them. I go, are you out of your mind? So I come back for the funeral and they were both, you know, the wakes, they were both there. And she goes, so what did you talk to them about? I go, one of our good friends being dead. I go,
dude, that's, really, that's psycho. You know what? Thank you, lucky stars, you don't have the full burden, my friend. Because that is psycho. Oh, look at you, wanting to go to your funeral just so you can hang out with your friends. That's what you do. So, what, everybody's all dressed up looking slim and black?
I bet they dressed slutty for the funeral, were they?
Why are they always talking about her? Like it's about her.
They're having a tribute. They're doing a couple of tribute shows for Jen. They're doing one Saturday. Aww. And I'm not working Saturday, so I'm probably going to go out there. So I'm like, oh, you're going to go see your friend? No, I'm going to the tribute show. It's expensive to go to Jersey. I don't want to go to Jersey. You know, I mean, Nicole plays all the time. If I was up to no good, I'd be going there all the time. I'm not going there all the time. On a Saturday afternoon, if I'm working, I watch TV, go to sleep.
Look, Joe, I got to say, as much as I really do like Joe's girl, that's a red flag.
Yeah, somebody who dated a psychopath. Yeah, that's a red flag.
And her his girl was named Hell.
Well, not by birth, but by attitude. Yeah, seriously, man, that's some crazy stuff when you start getting the jealous because you're going to a funeral or a wake. You know, that's what you do. Anything to get out of the house.
Well, Mr. Helix asked me if I was going to bring a date to my brother's memorial, and we had words. No, I'm kidding.
Listen, at least it's an option.
No, it's not.
You see somebody, you remember people that you haven't seen in literally 40 years, and you know exactly, remember who exactly you are. Now, when my buddy Jim passed away back in February, he had a cousin, and this guy walks up to me and he goes, "I don't know if you remember me." I go, "My name is Will." I go, "Will from East Meadow. Of course I remember you, you know, because we used to go to his house, you know, we used to visit. I used to go, how you been?" And he was like taken aback that not only did I remembered him like right off the bat, you know?
Yes.
It's like, "Will from East Meadow, holy cow," you know? Yeah. He goes, "You remember?" I go, "Remember you very well." I go, "You've been a big part of, you know, being a kid with Jim, you know, we go to East Meadow all the time." Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? It's cool to see people that you haven't seen in a long time. A coworker of mine that I didn't even know how he heard about it. I mean, it was in the paper, but I guess, you know, the type of people who read obituaries and things would find out. But and maybe he found her from my other coworker, because I still speak with her quite frequently. But I hadn't seen him in several years. And he got dressed up in a suit and came and to show respects. And I was just like, you know, there was a lot of people there. And I was really touched that not only people that knew my brother, but people that just knew me or Mr. Helix, you know, or other family and friends came, you know, to support. And
were they like, given the information, dear?
Yeah, they were.
Oh, so that's
they
the
were. You know what? You know what Davin's talking about, and I feel so.
I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago on the show.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. That you felt terrible about it, and that you shouldn't.
I.
But now that you're here, clearly should.
No. It's like shoot me right in the balls.
Listen, if you're going to grow a set, I'm going to film it.
That'd be better than the foot licking video.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying that, you know, as close as I am to these guys, I lost my goddamn mind that week. And there were so many crazy details. And I did not remember where I left it with them on a text about where and when the memorial was going to be. And I... You know what? There's been so many like life events or things that they have gigs, you know, and it didn't.
Yes, but that was pre-COVID. We're available quite often now.
But it didn't even strike me as like, you know, hey, where are they? I was just like, there were so many people and so many things that I was just overwhelmed, and I woke up with a start on that Sunday morning and went, oh my God, I was supposed to tell them when and where. And I really, truly feel terrible about that. I really
don't. Don't feel terrible, because, like I said, when my mom passed away, I had to do everything. I had to do everything, and your mind can only handle a certain amount of stuff.
Yeah,
you're concentrating on the key stuff. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do that. I got to do that. Then you meet with the family. Then you got to do this. Then you got the thing, and that. And then when the dust settles, you're like, holy cow, I can't believe I did this. So I totally understand. I totally understand. It's fine, you know.
Yeah, well, thank you both for, you know, letting me off the hook and not being mad at me, because it was such a terrible oversight. But I'm sure, I said, there's going to be somebody obvious I'm going to forget. I'm going to forget something huge. And I was just juggling as fast as I could. I was like...
Yeah, but if you're going to forget somebody, at least it's not two people who are going to hold a grudge about it.
Right. Right, you know.
Now, don't get me wrong. We will bring it up for comedic effect, on occasion.
Of course,
but just know deep down we're okay.
I know, and that's good. Thank you. I was trying. I was spending my energy in the wrong places. Actually, I was trying desperately to get in touch with an old friend of my brother's that they had a falling out a couple years before, And part of it is because they're both a little crazy and pigheaded. And they, you know, stop speaking. And then I tried to call him just to let him know, and he could do what he wanted with the information. And the phone wasn't working. And I tried emailing, and it bounced back to me. And then I tried Googling to try to find him. And he's not somebody that, like, seems to want to be found. So I'm like, I did my best. I took
you
over
did
his...
You did what you had to do. I mean, you've got a limited amount of time when you're handling this stuff. And as much as you want to do it, you can't sit there and horse around and play Mannix trying to find somebody.
Right.
You know, you reached out, you did what you could. I mean, you only got a certain limited amount of time to figure things out, you know?
Yeah, and I had to go to work every day.
Well, it's not like you have other family members that would help, not like he was married or, you know, help pick up the slack, other siblings.
Yeah.
So it's tough. Now, yeah. On the other hand, Jews, 24 hours. You don't even have any 24 hours to notice. Boom. They're still doing CPR compressions. We're on the phone. Listen, what? We don't know how this is going to go. You need to fly in tomorrow.
Because it could go either way.
Exactly.
He needs to be here.
Exactly. He's been back, but in any flatlines, I don't know, but I thought you should know. Clear your schedule where it's going to be 11 a.m. tomorrow.
God. You're either sitting shiva or we're going to have snacks. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe, or we'll do that either way. You know, I forgot. I had a hell of a time getting the death certificate. They wouldn't do the death certificate because of this whole fecocta thing with he died at night. They had to call a doctor to pronounce. And that guy said, yes, from the information the paramedics gave and the police, I'll sign the death certificate. And then they couldn't get a hold of this guy or whatever. They couldn't figure out who said that they would. And it took days to get, it's 24 hours legally, but it took days to get the death certificate. And I called the doctor's office pleading with them. And I'm like, I can't cremate this man until you sign this. Trust me, he's dead. What is the issue?
See, now that's where you and Mr. Helix have made a fatal mistake in the things that you buy for yourself.
How so?
If you had a smoker, yeah, you cut the authorities right out of it. What?
I
play it. Let me tell you something. Steve Brisket would be delicious.
Oh, my God.
And I think he would appreciate the effort.
Oh, my God.
He strikes me as a smoked brisket man.
He would have enjoyed himself. God, I'm tasty.
Yes.
This is just the right sauce.
When my mom passed away, I had the autopsy done. And the medical examiner that night at the house, he's like, well, you want an autopsy done? And I'm like, I got to know now. So I had it done. I wanted to know. She passed away from a berry aneurysm. But on the death certificate for a while, it said pending further study. And the lawyer that was helping me, I was handling some of the insurance policies, and he was handling some of the others. So one of the insurance policies I was handling, they go, well, this is a problem. I go, well, why is it a problem? It's pending further study. She's dead. She passed away. They just are doing the autopsy. Can I get the phone number for the medical examiner? Here's the medical examiner. So the medical examiner speaks to the insurance company. Insurance company's fine. I get a call from the estate lawyer. What did you do? It says a pending further study on the autopsy report, the death certificate. And I'm like, yeah, you just call the insurance company. Oh, well, you can't get money. I just got off the phone with them. I go, call whatever insurance company. And I'm telling a lawyer. I mean, what got me through is I've been an expedite. Like, one of my prime responsibilities wherever I've been working has been an expediter. So at that time, I'm expediting, you know, and it's just weird what you have to do to get things done.
Really?
And what I was going to say before is the people that bring, you know, that come out at the funerals, unfortunately, I lost a neighbor on the other side of me who I grew up with, Jimmy. And I'm at the funeral, and I met my old friend Owen, who was my best friend in childhood. And we were talking, so that I've known him so long. That during the service, I'm looking for my friends from my crew now. You know, like friends that know Anthony, that know Joe, that know, you know, that crew there. And I've known them 45 years. I've known these people longer because I'm like, why are they? Oh, that's right. These people I've known for 45 years that I've been close with, I didn't know then. Yeah, I was 45 years. So it's weird. You know, and I might visit my friends that live next door to me over the summer. One of them's flying up, and maybe I'll get to hang out with my buddy Owen again and stuff like that. But he used to do a lot of nasty shit to me. He threw rocks at me. He would set me on fire. He shot an arrow at me. And I go, hey, remember when you used to do all that stuff? He's like, yeah, you don't give a shit.
Wish I would have messed him. I have to ask you to move your car. My wife has to go out.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So I'm going to ask you. We'll carry on. Is there anything else? I think we've covered a lot.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So I will tell you what's going on. I'll tell Joe and the audience what's going on with me, and you will rejoin us, and I will text my wife that you're moving your car.
On a very special Davinston.
You know, it's very hard to do this, but, you know. And then Joe's like, let's lighten it up by talking about the massacre of children in segment two. I'm like, you son of a bitch. Like, oh, my God.
This is
the hardest show ever. But all right, I will try to lighten it up, make you guys feel better about your life for a second. She is moving it now. All right. So why am I drinking, Joe? This house has driven me to drink. You called me a teetotaler. I seldom drink. I never drank at home before. I have now drank 2 days in a row. I don't drink to get drunk. But this house, I hate this fucking house. I will tell
you. You know what? We were talking when I was, because Pip called me like a couple of weeks ago after her brother, who apologized for not mentioning it. And her and I were on the phone, Christ, over an hour. And one of the things that I mentioned is that you should sue your home inspector. I would sue that son of a...
Joe, I've mentioned it before. I've mentioned it before. My attorney said it will cost $10,000 just to go to court, and they are so protected. The attorney said the best thing we can do is you know, when you collect the bills, collect everything, and then you try to guilt them because with Yelp and all that stuff. Yes, I was talking to a sensei, Russ, yesterday, and I really was not in the mood to talk because I was having such a bad day, and he could sense that. But he did manage to work in his pro-gun spiel, and he's like, see, this is why you need like an AR-15 or a grenade launch. I'm like, no, not really.
No, you don't.
Yeah, but he thought that this would get me on the side of that. I'm like, no, things are bad, but no, I don't need to blow anybody up. So Sunday morning, I am leaving to play softball. I was working at Catch a Rising Star over the weekend. I came back Saturday night. Got to leave early to play Sunday softball. I'm in two leagues now. So I'm leaving at 7:45 in the morning. Pull out. Garage door doesn't close. What the fuck? Try different things. Garage door is not closed. Are you shitting me? Call the wife. She tries. It's not going down. Then later on, she's able to close it. I didn't know this at the time. She goes, oh, I think the sun gets in the lens and it won't work. Are you kidding me?
It's supposed to work. If it's not closing, if there's something wrong with the unit or the sensor that's down on the ground. Because when it was really cold, mine was kind of being hesitant. However, it shouldn't be the sun. I mean, if you left the pail a little bit closer to the door, although you got to check that. But I don't think the sun would affect the sensor.
Well, it closed later in the day. Okay. So this morning, around 7:30, pull my car out. Got to take my daughter to school. It's not closing again. Try it when I come back. Still not closing. Later on the day, it's closing. So then I YouTube something, a video, and apparently this is an issue. So now I have toilet paper rolls on the two sensors. So we'll see if that works. I have a garage door that only works occasionally. Okay. Apparently this sun's an issue. That's not the end of the world. But it put me in a bad mood on Sunday.
It should.
Yeah. So it's like everything's a federal case in this house. I was doing on the pre-show. And then I'll get to the real meat of this. I was doing on the pre-show, we couldn't get online. My laptop that has the program to get us online for the internet radio is on my old laptop, which is like 15 years old. Couldn't get it on, so I'm hardwired across the whole house now. That was a whole federal case. All right, so if you guys are following me on Instagram or Facebook, took a picture of my pool on Sunday. Lovely.
Yes.
Doesn't it look refreshing, Joe?
Yeah.
So we finally got the pool liner fixed. There's two large out the window. Got the holes in the rusty stuff fixed, patched, you know. So we have to fill the water. My wife's coworker, it's our old boss actually, lives by here, and he likes working a pool, so he's always helping us get it going and maintaining it. So he comes by and he tells us what we need as far as the chlorine, this, that, the everything. Everything is working fine. Everything's looking lovely. He said we need to get some parts, including a hose. We get the hose. So the previous owners, Joe, you're going to enjoy this. They left the pump running all winter. All winter. It's just pumping.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why? Did it fry?
I don't know. We didn't know this until about a month ago. When I'm outside, I go, what's that noise? Because in the middle of the winter, when there's a foot of snow on the ground, you're not lounging out by the pool. When it warms up, you go, what's that noise? And, oh, shit, this is plugged in. Okay. So we get the, what the hell is that? Now somebody's turning on water. Yeah. I hear water in this house. I'm afraid shit's flooding.
It's going to come out of somewhere.
At this house, I don't know. I'll get there. So we get all the stuff. We get the hose. He comes back. Everything is working good. So I go to work on Friday. I come back Saturday night. And my wife says she thinks the pump is leaking. The what now? Everything was just working. What do you mean the pump is leaking? Okay. So our friend comes over Monday morning, try a few different things. They find a crack. And we use Flex Seal, which we happen to have on hand, when the kitchen was leaking. Seal it up, fix it. Everything's working fine now. Okay. Joy. Take the picture. Everything's looking fine. We're supposed to run some errands yesterday, but my wife wants to take a dip in the pool. I agree. Go, okay. Why not? It sounds like the makings of a lovely Monday, doesn't it, Joe?
Yes.
So not 5 minutes later, we're in the kitchen, and water comes pouring down through a light fixture in the ceiling onto the kitchen sink. My daughter had taken a shower in the bathroom that we just gutted and remodeled.
Oh, no.
So we had 5 minutes, maybe, of joy in this house. Maybe five. Because the interesting thing, and then I'll continue. The interesting thing, we've been here 2 months now. We have not had time to hang a single picture, put a single piece of artwork on the house, because there's always major shit that's going on. Or my wife's been injured. You know, we came here, she broke her ankle. Then last week, she threw her back out. So there's always major shit going on. So the water is pouring through the light fixture onto the kitchen sink. So I hate this house. I would sell it now. If you go by Zillow for what it goes for, not the range, but right in the middle, I would make over 100K what I paid for this house right now.
Really?
Well, yeah. I mean,
minus 10 bucks for a for sale sign. I'd slap that up right now.
I told my wife. I said, let's just go back to the old house. Oh, we can't do that because then the other people will be homeless. They'll have no place to go. I'm like, you know what? I don't want to be here anymore. This house has been nothing. There's been no moments of joy, as I just explained. We had 5 minutes. Five minutes. Did you let her know?
No.
I did. I don't know if she did. So we had 5 minutes of joy, and then literally it all comes crashing down. Okay.
Now, if you had the bathroom remodeled, did you get the plumber in to find out what was going on?
So she's disgusted. She could go in the pool, but she doesn't want to go in the pool. So I unplugged the pump, and we go run around. I was just saying how we got the pool done. There was issues, and my wife was all excited. And not 5 minutes later, water came pouring down the ceiling from the bathroom upstairs that we had just remodeled.
Oh my God!
Yeah. So obviously, her mood is shot, and justifiably so. So my daughter wants to learn how to play the guitar and the bass this summer. So my sister-in-law gave us my nephew's old bass and guitar, but he was a lefty. So we have to get it restrung because my daughter's a righty. So my wife goes online. There's a place open, you know, half hour away. We'll go there. We get there. They're closed. Why it didn't say that on Memorial Day, I don't know. Run a few more errands. I desperately need sneakers, but whatever. I didn't get them. Things are expensive. I mean, I desperately – like at this point, it's like the – it's like if I was Fred Flintstone, I could move my car. I'd be barefoot in these sneakers. So we go to the Christmas tree store, which does not sell just Christmas trees, and we buy some pool floats and everything. So we come home, blow up one of the pool floats, go to turn on the pump. It's not working. It's not working. It was working when we left. I unplugged it. It's not working. Now, the two of us, we are at our wits' end.
Yeah.
I mean, because it has just been unrelentless shit with this house. Like, you look at this house and go, oh, it looks like a very nice house.
Yeah.
This house sucks balls. I can't get out of the – I told my wife, I go, as soon as she graduates high school, we're out of the state. She's like, what's the state have to do? I go, I'm tired of this weather, and I'm tired of the high expense. I've had it with New York. I'm ready to go to the South. I'm ready. I don't really – you know, some of the people, whatever. I've had it. Well, she has to graduate. I'm like, I cannot get out of this house quick enough. This house has been a nightmare. So we are completely distraught. Last night, because, you know, we have the lease. Oh, I call my contractor, and he's like, I don't understand. He's like, why a month later? I'm like, man, I go, I don't know, man. I go, but you guys had it all opened up. I go, whatever you and your plumber said could go, I said, fix it. You told me the brand, I said, get it. I didn't say, we'll take our chances. I said, no, let's do it now. Because I don't want to deal with this shit again. Everything's open. Let's do it all right. We'll pay for the expense now. And everything's really expensive, as everybody knows. Anybody who's tried to buy anything knows that.
So, and if it's available.
Right. So she's like, I don't know. He's like, I'm going to call the plumber. I'll be over tomorrow morning. Okay. So we go home. We're completely distraught. You know, I'm like, fuck it. I don't want to cook dinner. Then I decide, all right, I'll cook dinner. So I start grounding the turkey. Like, well, the turkey's ground. I'm not getting a bird and sticking it through like a meat grinder. I'm cooking the ground turkey. Oh, by the way, as soon as we moved in here, one of the many omens. As soon as we moved in here, the food saver broke. We've had that thing for years. You know, the thing that you, instead of putting it in Ziploc bags in the freezer, like the vacuum shit, that broke immediately. This house is fucking cursed. Just a small shit thing.
I have to go.
Yeah, you should go. You were fine until you came in here.
Yeah. I'm feeling ill.
So I start grounding the meat. I'm like, all right, you know what? Let me go outside. I'm going to fucking play with this pool pump. I know nothing about pools.
No.
I know nothing. Never owned them. Barely swim in them. I mean, when I was a kid, I swim in them. So I'm dicking around and everything. I got it going. I got the thing going.
Good for you.
A strong flow going and everything. Okay. Still grounding.
Listen, I'm bragging about his strong flow.
Strong, well, my age.
True.
So, all right. So I'm still cooking. Now I go, where is this leak coming from? So I aim the shower head at the window in the bathroom. We've talked about the window in the shower stall, which is stupid.
Yes.
For many reasons.
Yes.
Aim it out. Go outside. The water is pouring outside through the window. How it came back inside, we don't know. But it's pouring outside.
How? I don't even.
Because this house. Okay. All right. So everything's working. I tell the wife, I go, you should go in the pool now because I don't know what's going to be tomorrow.
Yeah. Enjoy this moment.
So go to turn on the pump this morning. It's not working. So we try to fix it. My contractor's over. He tries because he used to do pools.
Oh, okay.
And his wife still does pools, I think, and everything. So she's supposed to come over at some point, although he didn't respond to that. All right. So now, as far as the window, because this house, when they put in the window, whoever put in the windows,
yeah,
they put it on like 2x4 to hold it up.
Right.
They didn't seal it. So like water just goes in and out through the house. So the wood on the wall is rotting.
Of course.
So I'll probably have to get that redone at something. So he seals it up. He seals it up something on the inside, too.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully this works. I mean, my contractor's really good. He didn't even try. I go, how much? He goes, nothing.
Oh, wow.
But, I mean, it's just crazy. So then my wife's coworker came over before. And so now the pump is all taken apart. So now I got to go to the pool store and pick up more pieces
mm-hmm.
for this fucking nothing. The shit was working fine until we actually wanted to use the pool.
Yes.
This house is the worst fucking thing to happen to me.
It does seem to have demons.
Yeah, everybody keeps saying like you have to desage or something.
Well, haven't you?
No.
You didn't sage your house?
No, I don't even know what that means.
You get a bundle of sage, you light it on fire, it smokes a little, and you go through the rooms, and you make it, you waft the sage smell through the rooms, and it's supposed to clear the air of bad things.
Oh, we're going to need some more herbs.
Put in the inhabitants. Yeah. That house smells of sage.
We're going to have to get some rosemary and garlic for this one.
Wait a minute. Tomato sauce? Somebody making sauce?
Did you sage your house?
Yeah. You know, when my crazy roommate moved out, I saged the fuck out of that room.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Joe, have you saged your house?
No. No. I had a house inspector that was legit. Didn't sage.
Yeah, well, Sensei doesn't like...
I put a roof in. The only thing I really had to do, lay out $10,000 on a roof, which I knew, and then when my heater went, the boiler went, not the boiler, the heating unit went, and that was when I got done, was about $3,000 when I got done. It would have been more. Thank God, our techs talked to their techs, and we cut a deal on a good price, so it worked out. You know, but still, you know, yeah, I laid out a decent amount.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there you have it. One person who didn't sage, one person who did, and I haven't. I don't know. I mean, I've had HEPA filters. I've had ozone machines.
The only thing I did was when I sold the house, there's an old thing where if you bury St. Joseph when you sell your house, it'll help selling your house. And then what you do is, and you bury him in the yard like he's a, you know, he's a mob rat. But you bury him, and then you say a prayer, and then they say that it helps sell your house. And then what you do is when you come, you know, when you get... move, you take him and you display him in a spot in the house, and there he's right in front of me, right up there, you know.
Wait a minute, which saint is it that you're supposed to bury?
Saint Joseph.
And isn't it supposed to be upside down or something?
Yeah, they say to put him upside down.
I'm not even Catholic and I know this shit.
I gotta tell you, I'm a little leery of a saint that wants to be ass up, all right?
Listen, when you move,
you know, when you get your new place, you dig them up and you put them on display where you could see, and he's right up on the top of my desk.
When many years ago, I had a boss, and she was Jewish, but she had a St. Christopher medal that she kept in her car because he's supposed to be the patron saint of travelers. And she said, I call him Mr. Christopher. I figure it can't hurt.
Mr. Christopher.
I got St. Jude. I got St. Jude. St. Jude was my mom's patron saint she loved. So there was a St. Jude thing I keep in the car. As well, yeah.
Yeah, I've never even seen St. Elmo's fire, so I'm lost.
It's all, I'm sorry, people. It's all superstition, but whatever.
Well,
whatever works for you.
Well, whatever we're doing is not working.
I'm bringing over sage and whatever else I can think of. I was telling
Joe in the audience, we've been here 2 months. We haven't had time to put up a picture. We haven't hung one picture. No art. This house is a living fucking hell. I hate this house. You look at it.
It doesn't seem to like you either.
No.
No.
Now, what's the story with the old place? Did you sell it or you're in contract? What's going on?
We're under contract. They're closing on their house on Friday. Supposedly, they're just waiting for the title.
Wow.
We're supposed to do an estate sale. Like, we have a garage sale this coming weekend. So Pip, if you want to come on by, feel free. and you know, and then we got to get the rest of the shit out. And it's funny, we brought my daughter over there, stuff that was in the house for years that she never wanted, but like, all right, before we get rid of this stuff, Let's see, because it's her childhood, her stuff. I want this. I want that. This could be you. She's like, well, this could be useful. I go, you sound like a hoarder. This could be useful. If you told me it has sentimental value, okay. This could be you.
Whatever you bring, it better be waterproof.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, we'll find out if it leaks tonight when my daughter takes a shower. But, yeah, but I mean, you could go in my pool right now because we have run a thing. But it's just ridiculous. Nothing in this house works. The internet sucks in this house. Brand new internet. Internet sucks. Everything sucks in this house.
But it's a lovely drive here.
Look on the bright side. Once you get everything fixed.
It is no. What do you mean? Everything fixed. Everything fixed. We're out of fucking money, dude. We're out of money. We had a really.
What about the proceeds from the old house?
Well, we got to put a sizable chunk aside for my daughter's education because I don't know where she wants to go to college. Please let it be a state school, but there's no guarantees on that. And we still have shit we have to get fixed. We can't do it all. And keep in mind, kids, we bought my wife a car last summer with cash.
Yeah.
My car, the car I'm driving, 285,000 miles on it. Knock on wood. I mean, I'm taking it down to Florida again at the end of the summer. I mean, nobody thought you'd get 285,000 miles on a Kia.
No.
I mean, the car's been the one thing I bought that doesn't break. But, I mean, you know, what's the matter? You're looking out the window.
I don't know. Something fell out of your shrubbery. It was sizable. So
we got to get a lot of landscaping work done because they planted stuff too close to the house.
Yeah, you know, that I had that issue too.
But it's one issue. But this is every
so
issue.
So many it things.
And you look at this house, you go, it doesn't make sense. But because they just did not upkeep it.
Yeah.
There's just so much. And like, it seems like they either hired the worst people or they did it themselves. She must have known.
You know, I think. Yeah, I think they know. I think they know. And then they hide things and, you know. Oh, go look at the feature wall in this room. Don't let them see how that's crumbling, you know. I mean, there's always stuff.
I mean, you look at this house, go, oh, it's a very nice house. We haven't had a moment of joy. We hate this fucking house. Hate this house. When I walk into the basement of my old house, because I told we're doing that estate sale, so we've had to go through stuff.
Yeah.
Walk down and go, oh, home. That's home. This is purgatory.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does take a while before, I mean, with anything, to get the bugs out. And
no, but it's too, this before, is a lot. We've been here 2 months, we were fixing shit before we moved in here. And it's already, like, crippled my wife twice, you know, first her ankle, then her back. I mean, Jesus Christ.
It's trying to kill her. And this is the Amityville Horror. Have you seen an inordinate amount of flies in your windowsills and seen any red eyes?
No, but ants that we're dealing with. Like, for what? We're not leaving shit out.
Oh, there was an ant trooping around my coffee cup this morning. I was not pleased. It's like, do you like black coffee, you son of a bitch?
Because they never come alone.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that was the one that goes, come on, gang!
It's just,
yeah, I got around one of my side walls during the summer. There's a bunch of bugs that come charging through, and I got to get them with Raid and stuff like that. You know?
Yeah, I mean, look,
are they in the house? They're watching TV. Yeah, I'm killing them. Yeah.
In this town, this area, you have to deal with stink bugs, which I never had to deal with in Bergen County.
Oh wow! Yeah, no, I mean, we only have knock wood. We've only had them outside.
Oh no, they come in.
I've had them on the screen door, and I'm like, get the no,
they come in.
Oh god!
I'll tell you what, my daughter is very good at spotting bugs.
Oh, but not dispatching.
No, but very good at spotting. Like if there was a job for a bug spotter, she's your gal. She could go as far as certain ones, if they're on the floor, putting a Dixie cup on it. So in case you don't see it, you can see it later.
Ah, so if there are cups overturned, I know what's going on.
Exactly.
Where's Taco? Nacho?
What about the cats? The cats must love the
bugs. They're useless. They play with it. They don't dispose of them.
No, they play with bugs.
To be fair, the only one who really disposes of bugs in this house is the wife. To be fair. I look at Bug and go, you don't bother me. I don't bother you. Let's forget we met.
She's not that good. I got in.
There's a spider. There's a spider that hangs out by my the switch, the light switch in the garage. And he sits there. I don't bother him. You don't bother me. You know, morning, chief. How are you? Hey, bud. How's it going? You know, that's about the extent of it, you know?
Well, we have jumping spiders.
What?
There are jumping spiders.
Oh.
And they're in the basement.
Oh.
So my daughter won't use the basement until we get this taken care of. Now, our ceiling is open in the basement. We were going to do the basement. That was down on the list of things to do.
It should still be.
It's not.
Why?
You know what?
There's a new kitchen and bathroom that had to go in.
Two bathrooms, Joe. Two bathrooms. We've done one.
Oh, yeah, he's not yelling at me because, yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, what are you going to do?
But she's not going to use the basement until we get this done.
Right.
You know, she needs a place. I mean, she has a big room, and we have the great room. But, you know, listen, I get it. They want to hang out. That's why we had to bring the couch and the recliner, which two things I would have given away. The recliner actually got left when the movies come. Do you want to take it? Nah, we're going to leave it. That turns out we want to take it. Why would we do it? Why would we take it when somebody else could schlep it? Well, we could take it when I can schlep it. This is a little treat, and then we'll take a break real quick. So I'm telling you, we have to get this basement done. That's on the list. I'm waiting for my contractor to give me two estimates, one for sheetrock and one for drop ceiling. It really should be a drop ceiling,
yeah,
for the basement. So what was I saying? I don't remember.
Because the recliner,
about the basement and the bugs.
Yeah, I completely lost my train of thought.
Yeah.
It was going
to
be.
You have to get the basement done now.
I have to. I do have to get the basement done now, but I forgot what I was going to say. It doesn't fucking matter. You know what? The house took my fucking mind too. But it did give me a drinking problem. So.
I was like, when I walk in here and he's like, you want something to drink? And I was like, and he meant alcoholic. I was like, wow, this is going to be a very special Davinsten. And so is the...
What are you guys drinking?
Oh, well, Joe, if I tell you, you'll mock me. But I don't care. It's delicious. Seagram's Escape.
It is. Wine coolers. We're escaping.
I don't know if they're. I don't think they're called wine coolers anymore. But essentially, wine coolers.
Basically,
this
Seagram's Escape, which means it gets you trashed and you forget.
I am drinking Calypso Colada. It tastes like a pina colada.
And I am trying Jamaican Me Happy.
Does it taste good?
It's really good.
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably have to drink. Oh. Six of these to catch a sort of buzz?
Yeah, they're very, very mild. It's kind of like having an interesting soda.
It's 3.2% alcohol.
Woo!
Which is like what, nothing, right?
It wouldn't even help you if you had a cut.
It's funny. I look at them in the morning and go, what, you could drink this with cereal, right?
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's like, why orange juice? I could have Jamaican Me Happy.
I haven't done it yet, but I see them. They look so delicious in the fridge. I'm like, well, why not start the day right?
Well, this is a nice fruity drink.
It is a nice fruity drink, which is why I was afraid to tell Joe. But you know what? I got enough shit going on. I can handle your barbs.
I was just like, alcohol? You're offering me alcohol? Yes. The day I had? Yes. Yes. The month I've had? Oh, yes. It's
the funny thing is like, yeah, we're going to be drinking. You're going to be drinking. I go. Even I have coffee for the two segments of the show, and then I'll like when it's 9 o'clock at night, you know, I'll break out a shot and a beer because you know I'm winding my day down. You know, and nothing. But you know, still, I mean, it's like we saw two segments, man. Fucking Cafe Bustella. I'm on it.
All right. So I'll tell you guys about other stuff that I had going on, interesting gigs, another time. So I just thought we would do that. So I don't know. That's a very interesting segment one we had. Hopefully when we don't have to repeat, because there wasn't really a lot of fun shit to talk about. But I hope we made it fun. Hope we tried. All right.
What do you mean repeat? What, do I have to kill off somebody else in my family to do that again?
I mean, listen, I don't want anybody that's close to any of us to, you know, pass away. I mean, it's tough. I mean, obviously it's tough. All right. So let's take a break. It's a short break. I don't really have any music from the record labels this week. Maybe they took the week off. I don't know. But
Fragile Sky.
I'm playing some other stuff. Playing 5-minute songs. Boom. One song, 5 minutes. I've played Fragile Sky plenty of times. When you guys put out another song and stop being fucking lazy, I'll play Fragile Sky.
We got all sorts of stuff. We gotta get another drummer.
What are you guys, Spinal Tap?
No, he's not getting the music. He speeds up, he slows down, he slows up, he speeds up. He doesn't want to play it with click tracks, so he's a sweetheart of a man, but it's been almost a year and a half he's been in the band. You got to know the tunes.
You would think. Fair enough. What about Mr. Helix?
I don't even think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's a drummer, and he's not with a band right now, I don't think.
No, but he has, issues about drumming. It's too long of a story.
Okay. We'll have to deconstruct Mr. Helix another time.
Perhaps.
we've just done the principles. All right, when we come back, woo, another mass shooting to talk about. And we'll talk. Well, it's very interesting who they decide to blame right off the bat. Very interesting. Also very interesting who did not want to attend the NRA meeting all of a sudden. Mm. Like I said, is Josh Donaldson a racist New York Yankee? Josh Donaldson. We'll talk about that. And what they're sending into space to get you probed, baby.